Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail I am in. Dominic, D-O-M-I-N-I-C, Falco, F-A-L-C-O. Dominic Falco is a 35-year-old male and reports he injured his left arm at work on 3-1-22, Brady stepped in a gap and landed on his elbow, breaking his forearm bone. Brady did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of broken left elbow that was repaired surgically on 3-11-22. Brady completed his course of active treatment in August of 2022. Period. In paragraph, per the record supplied, Mr. Falco was seen at Atlantic Care Occupational on 3-1-22. Period. He stepped in a gap and landed straight on his elbow and part of his back. Period. He underwent x-rays and was diagnosed with a closed left elbow fracture, as well as contusion of the left back wall of the thorax. Brady was advised to use cryotherapy. The x-ray was most specifically described as comminuted fracture of the olecranon with intra-articular involvement along with soft tissue swelling. Period. He followed up on 3-8-23 and also began receiving orthopedic treatment. Period on 3-2-22, Dr. Dean Ratt noted his current splint did not fit well, so was replaced with a new posterior long arm splint. Period. His diagnosis was left elbow displaced olecranon fracture. Period. He thought surgical intervention was necessary. Period. On 3-11-22, he performed open reduction internal fixation of the left elbow olecranon. The postoperative diagnosis was left elbow displaced olecranon fracture. Brady followed up with Dr. DeMarat in conjunction with physical therapy over the next several months. Period, as of 9-6-22, he was tolerating work. Period. He was doing so in a full duty capacity. Brady exam found elbow range of motion was smooth from 0 to 135 degrees of flexion with 5/5 strength. Period was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed minimal swelling of the right elbow. Period, there was a healed posterior scar about the olecranon measuring 2.5 inches in length. Period. He was also tender to palpation about the right medial epicondyle. Period. Left elbow resisted extension was 5-5, but strength was otherwise 5/5 bilaterally. The rest of that is normal. Hands versus elbows. Finkelstein's maneuver on the right elicited medial epicondylar tenderness that is non-physiologic and was entirely negative on the left. Cervical normal and thoracic normal. Impressions. On 3-1-22, Dominic Falco fell between a gap at work and injured his left arm. Brady was seen the same day at Atlantic Care, where he was diagnosed with an olecranon fracture for which he was placed in a splint. Period. He was then seen orthopedically by Dr. DeMarat, who replaced the splint. Period. Surgery was done on 3-11-22 to be inserted here. Period. He had physical therapy postoperatively. Period. As of his last visit with Dr. DeMarat on 9-6-22, the petitioner was doing well and tolerating full duty. Period. He was deemed to be at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph of the current examination found there to be full range of motion of the right right upper extremity, including the shoulder, elbow, wrist, and fingers. Period. There was healed surgical scarring about the olecranon process on the right. Period. There was tenderness of palpation and mild swelling of the right elbow. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for instability or internal derangement. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right arm. Period. Actually make that statutory left arm. He has achieved an excellent clinical and functional result. Period. End.